As they rode between the silent white houses, goose prickles crawled up Arya's arms. This empty town frightened her, almost as much as the burnt Holdfast where they'd found the crying girl and the one-armed woman. Why would people run off and leave their houses and everything? What could scare them so much? The sun was low to the west, and the houses cast long, dark shadows. A sudden clap of sound made Arya reach for Needle, but it was only a shutter banging in the wind. After the open river shore, the closeness of the town unnerved her. When she glimpsed the lake ahead, between houses and trees, Arya put her knees into a horse, galloping past Wath and Gendry. She burst out onto the grassy sward beside the pebbled shore. The setting sun made the tranquil surface of the water shimmer like a sheet of beaten copper. It was the biggest lake she had ever seen, with no hint of a far shore. She saw a rambling inn to her left, built out over the water on heavy wooden pilings. To her right, a long pier jutted into the lake, and there were other docks farther east, wooden fingers reaching out from the town. But the only boat in view was an upside-down rowboat abandoned on the rocks beneath the inn, its bottom thoroughly rotted out. "They're gone," Arya said, dejected. "What would they do now?"